In these modern times, scientists and meteorologists have their own way of predicting heavenly bodies and natural threats. They use a lot of modern technologies and equipment, and most of the time, they are accurate. How about us? Are we good at reading warning signs in our lives? Jesus expects his disciples to accurately read the signs of the times. Seafarers and farmers know the importance of spotting weather conditions for safe travel and planting. A lot of effort is made today with the help of science and technology to discern potential natural dangers such as tropical storms, hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and erupting volcanoes so that people can be warned to take shelter before disaster hits. Jesus is challenging the crowds not only to interpret nature but also of their lives in their relationship with God. They must see in their own eyes the goodness of God through him. Jesus has been performing one sign after another through the power of his teaching and the authority that he brings, through the healing of the sick, the feeding of the hungry, the calming of storms, the liberating of people from evil forces. Yet, they do not seem to be able to see the clear hand of God in what he does. They follow him with curiosity to see what they may be able to get for themselves. But very few commit themselves to following him as disciples. So we are again challenged by the Lord to see things and discern what is his plan for us every day. So let us not be distracted by things around us, but focus on the plan of God for us. For example, how do we look at our present situation, the present pandemic? Do we look at it as a negative situation or an opportunity to cleanse our wrongdoings and sinfulness and ask forgiveness from it? Do we look at it as an opportunity to be closer to family members and especially to God by refocusing to the things that are essential? There is a lot of restrictions nowadays. What are our priorities? What God offers or what the world offers? Sometimes we are sad because we don't go to places that before we like to go. But how about praying in your at home? That's the message of God to us today. It is not to go out, to be happy outside, but to be with God at home. My sisters and brothers, don't look at our present situation as negative problems or depressing, but an occasion to be closer to one another and to God, helping others through prayers and concern, and focus on what is essential to make us better, that is, to love, to forgive, and be compassionate to those who are experiencing difficulties in life. God is in charge, and He will take care of us. Just surrender everything to Him.